The day that I helped to make history, April 9th, 1865. My parents told me that this one day would go down in history as a very important day. I was so excited I could hardly sleep. So I got up early, even extra early, so as not to miss the event. My mom had a great breakfast ready because my parents were up before me. Mom told me that because of the big event that we would witness, we needed to be well fed. We did not know when we would get to eat again because of the location and time. So I stuffed myself. Why take a chance? I went upstairs to get dressed and to make my bed. I had been dutifully warned that if I did not make my bed, I could not go with them. As I said before, why take a chance? I'm the cautious type, and I hate risk, so I try to stay on their good side. We left our house early because there were people coming from all over, and we wanted to get close to the house. Yep, very important thing was about to happen, and I would actually be there to see it. Well, my parents told me I would see things that would be in the history books my children would read. Heck, that was a long time from now. I don't even like girls yet. I know one day that will change, but the thought made me kind of blush. I knew I must have done it because I suddenly felt very warm, and it was not the weather. I was happy when the subject changed. My pa said he felt a lot of people came here out of idle curiosity, but he thought some wanted to actually be exposed to honest-to-goodness heroes. Well, I knew that that was why I was there. We were gathered around the McLean house, but soldiers kept us from getting too close. We could see Grant and Lee sitting at the round table surrounded by their aides and some other important-looking people. Because of the distance and the way the curtains were, we were fortunate to see the two generals so well. Just being that close to them was inspiring. And also, due to the distance, we knew that we could not hear anything, but they supplied a runner guide to bring us news every once in a while, which I thought was really nice of them. When the proceedings were over, many left, but we stayed to get a closer look at the two wonderful men who guided us through the war. We heard later that Lee was happy that Grant was the one he surrendered to because he was kind. I liked the part where he allowed the soldiers on Lee's side to take their horses and rifles home that they could be used for planting and hunting. He hoped it might help the recovery. But I think the soldiers that fought so hard for what they believed in should have been treated that way. After all, they had families, and after all they'd been through, they deserved it. Now that is something that should be in the history books. General Grant would have been mean, but instead he was kind. Hope my kids read that when they go to school. Of course, they will have heard it from me first, because remember, I was there and I saw it firsthand. It had been a great day and I was really tired. Watching history happen can be very exhausting. I jumped into my bed as soon as I got home, mussing the bed that I had just made up that morning. Boy, talk about history repeating itself. How about the history of my bed? Make it up, mess it up. Make it up, mess it up. Just goes on and on. Now that is history that I understand. But just the same, I shall never forget the sadness that I saw in General Lee's eyes when he got on his horse to ride back to his camp. I can still see the way he sat on his saddle, so straight and tall, a real soldier to the very end. You have to admire a man with that much grit. Talk about sad. Boy, I hope I'm never that sad. I'm a boy, but darn it, I had to wipe my eyes a few times, and I did not care who saw me. I think often about my own tears when I remember what happened at Appomattox on April 9th, 1865. It's all a part of history, so I guess I did make a little history that day myself. Now, I know that if I felt another's pain for the loss of the war, for the valiant men under his command and the principles they were all ready to give their lives for, that we all saw it, we've all felt the same way. I really do not think that any one of us would have missed it for anything. Yep, sure glad I made my bed, or I might have missed it all. says something for being obedient, doesn't it? Well, after all, it was all over. It set me to serious thinking. I have come to the conclusion that no one wins in a war. One may triumph over the odds and circumstances, but no one wins. Where there's death and destruction, there are losers. Even a kid can see the truth of that fact for sure. So many years later, I took my children to the house I'd been to as a child. I still lived not far from the McLean house. Though things had changed, the thrill and excitement had never left me. As I stood on the steps of the old house and looked in the window, I could see the old soldiers in my memory as they sat there years ago. Seeing the house years later was an event in the life of my children, but they had not had the memories to draw from as I did. My son Mark told me that the best that he got out of the experiences is what I'd already told him. To him, it was just an old house. Well, he said, I guess you had to be there. I told him it made it momentous to me. My wife was excited about the details of how the house was built and the furnishings. Oh, just like a woman would say, but she's so cute about it. And so I let her enjoy it. The children stayed in the house, but a few minutes later, they went outside to run around and be kids. I could see my wife making mental notes about the furnishings, which left me fearing that we would soon be antique hunting. I stood by the table where the negotiations went on in complete respect, because at this very table, history that had affected our entire country was made by two fine men, both with a cause, who settled everything and stopped a war that had taken its toll in lives, homes, deaths, and severe personal loss. How proud I felt about the people that went before us, whether right or wrong, that gave their lives for what they personally believed. Somehow to this day, as I remember those moments as I stood where I stood years before, I cannot help but believe that the only one who knows everything there is to know is God Himself. Wouldn't we just love to be in on His secrets? As for me, I love both Lee and Grant. They were real soldiers who both fought for their country and what they personally believed. I personally remember Appomattox as a place of change, and I still see them tall on their horses. Lee with his sword at his side and Grant looking so distinguished to close the final chapter of their lives and to go on to other things. Ooh, yep. I saw history made that day, and as I tell my children, I helped to make it. I know, because I was there.